There are other effects of these different value systems around the population and individual approach. One value system, from a view of the whole over time, believes that humans can better themselves through changes in behavior and changes in their institutions. The other, with a strong sense of the complexity of life and its substantial predestination by genes, resists any preventive actions that affect private behavior, even when they are democratically achieved. These different values result in remarkable inconsistencies, even among otherwise steadfast people. C. Everett Koop, M.D., the family practitioner of America, evolved dramatically in office toward a broad public health view of disease in many areas, save one. On the day the Surgeon General's report on diet and health was released, he largely discredited his own report by indicating he personally pays little attention to diet, eats as he pleases, because of his excellent heredity. The just-published report of the NHLBI Task Force on Atherosclerosis Research is a classic result of the two different value systems, the individual and the population. There could not have been a more prestigious group assembled for this task, including its one and only distinguished epidemiologist. Many of us recall the impetus to cardiovascular disease research of the 1970 Inter-Society Commission report, followed by the landmark 71 NHLBI Task Force report on arteriosclerosis, followed by the 1981 report. These reports brought all of the skills, all of the views necessary to bear on the broad research needs of atherosclerosis. They provided clear, specific recommendations. They proposed a rationale and a balanced program of NHLBI research, the vigorous pursuit of common goals using all three major research methodologies. Quite something else happened in the 1991 Task Force report. It is surely among the richer and more elegant in pointing out new opportunities in molecular biology and mechanisms. Its deliberations employed no multiple discipline working groups. The task force was staffed by all heart and vascular branches except DECA, the branch concerned with epidemiological strategies in prevention research. The report provided no balance for the research program in atherosclerosis, a balance so highly touted until now by the scientific community, the Congress, and the public. There was no clear set of recommendations extending across all methods in atherosclerosis, and in fact, no executive summary bringing all strategic recommendations together. The 91 report is explicitly focused on mechanisms, on individual care, and not on balance. The distinguished chairperson remarked parenthetically to me that epidemiology and prevention have had their heyday. These are the areas we find exciting now. There's, of course, nothing wrong being excited about the opportunities in research on mechanisms. There is something very wrong in the failure to recognize the need for strategies appropriate to the stage of knowledge, study designs appropriate to the question, particularly in such a far-reaching report which attempts to provide guidelines for the next decade. The broadest grasp of cardiovascular problems is required, along with all the research methods to address them.